Hey, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of queen energy. Let's get real for a second. How many times have you held on to something, a hurt, a grudge, a past mistake, that just keeps dragging you down? Like, it's this invisible weight you carry around, making everything feel heavier than it needs to be. I know I'm not the only one who's been there. Forgiveness can feel like this massive, daunting task, right? But trust me, letting go of resentment is a superpower, my friend. It's about reclaiming your energy, your peace, and ultimately, your happiness. So, today, we're diving into the practice of forgiveness, not for the other person, but for yourself. Because holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. Remember that, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about acknowledging it, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with grace and strength. Think of it like this. Resentment is a heavy backpack filled with stones of anger, bitterness, and pain. Every time you think about it, every time you dwell on it, those stones get heavier. But forgiveness? Forgiveness is like shedding that backpack. It's choosing to lighten your load and walk into the world with more space for joy, love, and light. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of letting go. 1. Recognize the power you have. You are in control of your emotions, even when things feel out of control. Choose to react with wisdom, not with rage or bitterness. Remember, you can't change the past, but you can choose how you respond to it. That's power. 2. Don't mistake forgiveness for reconciliation. Forgiveness isn't about saying what happened was okay, or that it didn't hurt. It's about releasing those negative emotions so they no longer control you. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions, and you certainly don't have to be friends with them again. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself in this process. Forgiveness takes time, it's a journey, not a destination. If you find yourself slipping back into old patterns, just gently guide yourself back to the path of letting go. Remember, you're doing the best you can. 4. Find your release ritual. Whether it's journaling, meditation, exercise, or even dancing like nobody's watching, find a healthy way to release those pent-up emotions. Sometimes, just getting them out of your head and into the world can make a huge difference. 5. Focus on the benefits. Think about how much lighter you'll feel once you let go of that resentment. Picture yourself free from the weight, finally able to breathe deeply and live fully in the present moment. The freedom is worth fighting for. Ever felt like you were carrying the world on your shoulders? Like you had this invisible burden weighing you down? Yeah, I get it. It's easy to let those negative emotions, anger, resentment, bitterness, take root and grow, especially when we feel hurt or betrayed. But here's a powerful truth. Holding on to those feelings doesn't serve us. Think about a friend who was always bringing drama into your life. You tried to be there for them, but their negativity started affecting you too. Eventually, you realized that it wasn't healthy for you to continue carrying that weight. You set boundaries, protected your energy, and moved on. That's what forgiveness is all about, protecting yourself by releasing those toxic emotions. It's not about condoning their behavior, but about choosing your own well-being. You don't have to carry the baggage of the past. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It allows you to move forward with clarity, strength, and a whole lot more energy for things that truly matter. Remember, letting go doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the journey is worth it. You deserve to feel light, free, and empowered. So, take a deep breath, release those stones of resentment one by one, and step into the sunshine of forgiveness. Your future self will thank you for it. Now go out there and own your queen energy. Don't forget to subscribe to Queen Energy, wherever you get your podcasts, and share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that they are powerful beyond measure. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.